Welcome to Comically Comics, your one-stop listen to all things comics. We're talking books, movies, TV shows, video games, and more. I must forewarn you, though, we are a spoiler cast, and what that means is we consider all properties, past, future, and present, to be valid, and we will spoil the hell out of them. I'm your host, Michael, along with my two co-hosts, Richard and Jeremy, and with all that being said, let's get started.
All right, it is Monday, May 11th, because, you know, Mother's Day and all yesterday. Shout out to all the moms out there. Thank you for doing awesome work. Appreciate y'all. That's pretty great. All right, we got some finishing up to do with Daredevil. The season finale aired this past Tuesday. It's titled The Southern Cross. We get the finale of Karen Page's courtroom session. We get what happens with Matt, what happens to Wilson. Some reunions on top of that. Some people come back. Some people leave to go do whatever kind of dirty wet work is out there. So, yeah, let's get into it. Let's talk about the season in whole as well. Jeremy, what is your whelming of this episode?
I will say I was pleasantly whelmed. I mean, there was definitely a lot that happened. I wasn't... Like, the final battle wasn't necessarily as amazing as I thought it might would be. Mm-hmm. But it was still pretty cool. Had some cool scenes in it. And yeah, I guess it'll be interesting to see how season three goes, because the ending was just a little odd to me. So,
Richard, that face says a lot. What would you will mean?
I wrote I was conflictedly whelmed. Because while I loved a lot of this episode, the ending was so unsatisfying for me.
Yes.
Well, all right then. Funny enough, I was overly whelmed with this episode. I think this is like the first procedural courtroom, whatever drama that I actually got into and got excited about. Like, I don't usually give a shit about these things. And this one, I was pretty pumped for. I was pretty excited. Like, they took me down a road and I just rode with them. I was just like, yeah, guys, let's go. So I thought it was fun. Now, I will say the ending, the more y'all talk about it, the more that I think about it, I'm like, I kind of feel like we got echoed a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, so I figure we'll talk about that more as we get into it. But yeah, that's kind of what came to mind is like, oh, we kind of got echoed on that again. Like, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny that you say that, because like, out of all the like stuff in this, in the show that is like really inaccurate, all the actual courtroom stuff is just totally and completely just made up, and like none of that would actually happen that way. Like,
right.
It is. I did like the, anyway, we'll get into it when we get to that scene, but I did like some of the stuff going on in the courtroom.
Yeah. So still dealing with Karen Page and whether or not she's going to sit there and how that's going to go as far as her being guilty or whatever, for being a vigilante. Matt's getting stitched up by Jessica Jones, so she is returned again. Honestly, I'm glad to see her continue on throughout the series, even if it's little glimpses here and there. I do think it's kind of a waste. Like, why not have Claire back? But, I mean, I'm not going to complain about having Jessica either. Mm-hmm. So, that was nice. Matt makes it back to co-counsel Karen as well, and I guess he's tired of playing this chess match with Kingpin and decides he's just going to go full-on attack. And it's like, fuck it, I'll risk it all. And throws it out there that he is Daredevil to corroborate with the first mate of the ship as far as the what was on the ship and who actually took the ship down, because they had video of from earlier on in the season. Did y'all think that he was going to give his identity away?
No, not at first. I mean, whenever he was talking about, you know, the, like, you know, I thought it was kind of cool in that scene of where Kingpin did the whole like almost whispering to him, and because he knew he could hear him, so I thought that was really neat. But I definitely didn't think he was going to give his identity away until like they really were getting into it.
Yeah, I did. I was like, surely that's the play here, is that he's like, hey, you know, everyone thinks I'm like the hero for saving Kingpin and Daredevil, you know, for doing XYZ. And so I'm Daredevil.
Yeah.
I did not expect him to do the thing that he did to prove that he was Daredevil, which I was like, I mean, that's cool and all, but that technically doesn't prove that you're Daredevil.
So what we were just talking about is Matt folds up his cane, and instead of like what I thought would be either having the cowl and putting it on, uh-huh, or opening up his shirt to show, you know, the Daredevil garbs underneath his, uh-huh, suit. No, he folds up his cane and throws it off the walls and ricochets it like bullseye.
Yeah, exactly.
And then grabs it. And I'm like, that's anybody. You're again, bullseye could have done that, dude. What are we doing?
He should have had on his suit and then just poured a bucket of water over it, so then all the red came out.
Yeah.
It's really revealed.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, that's cool and all, but like, for all we know, that's like your one trick that you know. Like,
that's funny. I think the spoilers kind of ruined it for me. Like, the pictures of what's already going on for season 3 and whatnot like that. I was like, yeah, I wasn't sure, though, whether or not it would be him revealing himself and him going to possible prison because he's a vigilante, or how that would actually work out. So it's I'm curious as to, I'm just gonna go ahead and say that later on in the end of the episode, Matt winds up going to prison, and it's because of his acts as Daredevil. What acts are they specifically talking about, though? Like, I don't feel like I have a good grasp as far as like what they're talking about.
Him just being a vigilante, which is against the law, like taking matters into his own hands. And it's dumb. It's one of the reasons why it's unsatisfying, especially because like at the end, he's holed up before like the final sort of battle, before everything like really pops off with Daredevil and Kingpin. He's holed up in an office with the governor, and he like changes into Daredevil, does all his Daredevil things, and I'm like, you mean to tell me through all this the governor wouldn't like write him a pardon and be like, look,
yeah,
you did a lot of like vigilantism, but we're gonna let it slide this one time. If you do any more Daredeviling after, we're coming for you.
Yeah,
well, and especially that since we're gonna get Spider-Man and we know he's getting the key to the city.
Yeah,
and like, he's vigilanting all day, every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so there's that's an inconsistency. There.
Matt's going to be looking at that on television in prison being like, what the actual fuck? Actually, no, he's blind. He can't see that. Someone's going to describe to him what's happening on television, and then he's going to be like, what the fuck?
I'm not going to lie. The restaurant that him and Karen go to, I'm kind of like, you need to be blind to go into that restaurant. There's way too many lights. It's way too busy. It's just, there's so much. And I'm just like, no, get that the fuck out. I
think that was kind of cool that they put a little clip of them in that restaurant in the middle of the episode, basically. I thought that was clever. Made you think it was like a memory or something, like a flashback, but it actually was from the future.
Yeah. Foreshadowing. You mentioned something earlier, Richard, about Daredevil talking, or no, Kingpin speaking out loud. Was it, or no, maybe that was you, Jeremy. Either one of y'all mentioned earlier about Kingpin talking so Daredevil could hear him.
Yeah.
What got me is Kingpin went on this whole spiel about, you know, we can go down this road, blah, blah, blah. You don't want to do this. I can ruin you. And then Matt at the end talks back, and I'm like, bro, he don't have your hearing. Yeah, he doesn't know you said shit. What are you doing?
He's lost a lot of blood since then, so you can chalk it up. Like, he's been bleeding out. He's a little woozy still.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's funny. I felt like they also prolonged the I'm Daredevil reveal. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like they just kind of teased it way too much and just kind of like toted that little treat along for too long. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I didn't know if y'all felt the same way or not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it was okay. But at the same time, like, he kept, like I could see where you're coming from, where I kind of kept teasing that he was about to, and then he'd, like, say something else, and he'd tease again, and then, like, say something else. So, yeah, I was like, all right, we're going to do this?
Yeah.
They did, but I get it. Like, for those who don't watch or read the comics and just watch the show, like, that's like a big, like, oh shit kind of moment. Like, what do we do for season three kind of thing?
Yeah. They did give him a charge. Talking about the end again when he got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
They did give him a attempted murder charge. So do we think that was on Bullseye? Since Daredevil threw Bullseye off the top of the roof?
Yeah, it could have been. I need to rewatch the Netflix Daredevil series because I don't remember it like the back of my hand. And I'm wondering if something in that is what they're referring to now, since we're now like super leaning on the canon stuff. But yeah, that's the only thing I can think of is it's the Bullseye shoving him off the roof.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping they would do something easy of like you impaled a guy with your cane in a car the other night. So, yeah, like he either about died or he's dead now. Because apparently in the comic books, either in the Chip Zdarsky run or in the Bendis run, he caught like a manslaughter charge.
Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking. It's one of the ones I want us to read. I think that's the one.
Cell Block Chip. D, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, to be 100% honest with you. It's one of the ones I want us to read because it's kind of a cool story. If it's the one I'm thinking of.
I guess
it's one where he accidentally kills somebody and he's feeling like super guilt about it. And then he like goes and talks with like Luke and Iron Fist and Jessica. And they have like a take on it. And then like he's also addicted to pain meds at this moment. So he's kind of like unhinged and... anyway, Spider-Man shows up in the comic. It's a really cool one. I want to say it's Chip, but I cannot remember the name of that story.
Yeah, so I was kind of hoping they would do something like that where like maybe he would go on trial for like possibly killing that guy in that car just to like immediately like relate it to something that we've seen.
Yeah. I'm curious to know because he does reveal that he is Daredevil. I imagine I kind of like looked it up and was trying to figure out unless someone really is trying to like have it out for Matt's like previous court cases, they'd maybe have to retry some of those, but that's technically not true. But anyway, I thought maybe that's something they could do for season three is like Matt's in prison and they have to like bring him out and retry some of his cases or something.
Well, I think we know in one area where we're going season three wise.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about at all? No, not at all.
I'm totally clueless.
Jeremy, can you help me help Richard?
Are we talking about Fuse maybe? Or
Fuse? That's great.
The television channel that like not that like ripoff of like MTV or whatever.
I really like. I missed the real opportunity. Like are we going to like the 50 Shades of Heather? More so.
I think we went there.
And well, even further.
Yeah,
she's got her own GIMP mask now.
Is that okay? So that was one thing. Is that one that she made or was that his?
That's his.
Ew. Did she, like, I mean, it's got a stink in there. Like,
she likes the smell of it.
I was going to say.
I guess.
She's gotten some confidence on her. She throat punched that one guy.
Yeah, the lawyer.
Yeah. Who was trying to get her and him out of that courtroom before shit went down,
mm-hmm.
which was a good call, honestly.
I was so annoyed with that only because, like, so they set up this whole, like, bullseye's or a fake bullseye is going to shoot Matt. Mm. And then the real bullseye shows up, which I love that. Like, yes. I'm loving bullseye in the series. I don't normally like bullseye, especially in the comics. Like I said, he's a psychopath. Yeah. There's nothing kind of redeemable about him. This bullseye is very different from comic bullseye. Yeah. I actually quite like him a lot. And I love that he kills the imposter one and like he hits him in his bullseye that's on like the mask or whatever. I thought that was really funny. And then he says something about like poser. Anyway, it ends up being Bullseye. The real Bullseye now has the sniper rifle and he's going to try and shoot Fisk and Buck jumps in the way and takes the bullet. And then they like hold up in the courtroom for like hours.
Right.
And I'm like, regardless of like Fisk, like this whole, like, you know, it's been revealed that he was behind the Red Hook and the ship had, you know, illegal weapons and all this, regardless of all that, he's still technically the mayor of New York currently.
Yeah.
So he could just call in police officers and ambulances and lock that place down where Bullseye couldn't get them and they could just get the fuck out of there. But like, obviously we want to keep him there for the last like final scenes of this show for,
right.
But it was just so annoying because it was daytime and then it shows later he's there till nighttime. So he was there for like hours, right, just yeah. hanging out in the courtroom.
And like that whole thing too bugged me because of how they said it. Like they were standing right next to Merton, to Daredevil, mm-hmm. and said it like plain as day. He didn't even really whisper the thing. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, that was stupid.
Yeah. Well, Powell's not the bright, like, we're not working with the top brass. Well,
and that was the other thing, like, would have, like, really, really knocked my whelming down is that he's still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Powell.
Well, yeah. We'll get it, like, absolutely, Jeremy. Like, I'm with you 200%. Like, that's one of my issues with the ending here.
Poor Powell.
Nothing. Fuck that motherfucker.
Oh, you needed Venom's thing there.
Yes, I had it somewhere.
Fuck this guy.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I do want to get back to the Bullseye because it honestly threw me off when we first saw Bullseye in the window. I was like, okay, he's getting ready to set up and shoot somebody.
Yeah.
But then like the AVTF mm-hmm. walking all around him, and I was like, can they not fucking see him? Like is he just a fucking ghost now? They just. So it threw me off. I was like, what the fuck is, what is this? Did he turn on him? What is going on?
At first I was that way, but then I thought, and I looked more at the costume and they specifically made the costume like not identical to the mm-hmm. one that Bullseye actually wears. Like it was a little bit bluer.
Right.
His actual Bullseye symbol was more visible. And I was like, oh, it's a fake Bullseye.
Okay. Yeah. You caught on way faster than I did. It wasn't until the real Bullseye come around the corner that I was like, oh, shit, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a fun scene. Him just everything. Everybody got a knife. You get a knife. You get a knife. Like, it was everybody.
He was the fun. Oprah Winfrey of knives. He was just, you get a knife and you get a knife.
I wonder if, like, the ricocheting, though, is going to get old.
Yeah.
Like, because there's a lot of ricocheting. Yeah. And I'm like, where the fuck are these things coming from? What what's going on?
Some of them are unnecessarily like he's just showing off at this point. Like,
no, I think he needed to do the one like to the poser. He needed to make that one a little fancy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm referring to the one where we see like it's on like security footage and it's in a stairwell and there's like a chandelier. And he throws it, and like I couldn't even tell what happened. I just know it just bounced around the place and killed everybody. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like that was a little unnecessary.
It's one of those because I can.
Yeah. Pretty much.
So Bullseye takes a shot and doesn't hit Kingpin again. So he's like 0 for 2 as far as Kingpin goes.
Should start changing his name.
So then that begs the question, though, Jeremy, is Buck dead?
Well, not yet.
Oh, no.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
I'm just saying, I'm with Jeremy on this one. There's no body. There's no body. He was clearly bleeding out. I'll give you that. And why on God's green earth did Kingpin not be like, we need a medic here for Buck? Like, why? He didn't give a shit about Buck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Buck.
Yeah.
You should have listened to Daniel when he was on his back telling Fuck you that the guy. Next episode. Telling you that the next episode, you were next, bitch.
I feel like maybe that was something they were going to do and it got cut for the show. Because, yeah, like one of my notes was like, why the fuck haven't they gotten Buck medical attention? Because like they were there for hours. They could have just phoned it. Hey, we got to, you know, the police, not the police, the mayor's, you know, private security has been mortally wounded. We need backup. We need people. Like they come in, you know, I'm sure there's a back door to this courtroom or something. And like,
yeah.
And like Bullseye is like a really good assassin, but like he can't be everywhere at all times. So like they could have easily secured the area and gotten Buck out of there. But again, it's so they can have Kingpin there. And right. I felt like there was maybe something left on the editing room floor. Cause I feel like maybe Buck was supposed to die and he was thinking like, that's that moment with Daniel of like, how long before you're on the floor, you know, mm-hmm. bleeding out. And then that was going to be the thing that pushes Heather. That's the final straw, like Matt revealing that he was Daredevil. And then now Buck dying like in her arms would be the final straw for her to become Muse 2.
Right. Yeah. Because it's like, to me, it's left unclear. Yeah. Like he clearly was bleeding out. She was talking mm-hmm. about him being cold and stuff. However, there was no final him dying.
Yeah.
There was no her mourning over him shot before putting on the Muse mask.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like it's totally left hanging as far as that relationship, what's going on there.
Yeah. I'm going to assume that he is alive because I don't even want to say it. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not even going to say it. He is alive, though, because I think he may be the first victim. She's like, Muse may kill Buck.
Really?
And that'll be, yeah, because, like, I don't know. I just see this, like, weird, like, relationship with him, and then he could be maybe abusive, or I don't know what it is, but, and then, like, she kills him, and that's, like, her first victim.
Or maybe she does, like, a mercy kill or something like that.
Yeah, or a mercy kill, yeah, if he's, like, still dying.
Yeah.
But I have heard that season 3 is going to take place a year after where this one left off.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, I heard there was... I heard there was a time jump, so... That makes sense. I guess the whole shooting with Bullseye kind of leads into, like, the riots, the things... Things become unsettling in Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got all of like New York team vigilante coming up to the courthouse to sit there and like be heard and basically like ransack, like come after Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
AVTF is in the way. And then there's Ayala's brought back up. And Pal's like, shut up, you don't know anything, start shooting the crowd, whatever, all this other jazz. Well, Cole North is like, no, this is like, I guess he just has a change of heart or something. I don't know what happened, but he winds up freaking pistol whipping old Pal. Mm-hmm. And then lets everybody in. Can Cole North be redeemed?
No. It was such a stupid, ham-fisted way to, redeem him. Like, I guess, is what is he? He's somebody in the comic. Isn't he like a detective in the comic or something?
In the comics, he is a detective. And if I remember correctly, he becomes like he took up the moniker of the Black Panther at one point in time.
Oh.
Or like, okay. He like put on the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became like the White
Panther.
No, I don't think it was White Panther. But it was based. It might have been the white. It might have been like the White Tiger or something like that. Because I think that was kind of like my. Would he get the amulet and become like the White Tiger? So because it was in police custody at that point in time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think in the comics he becomes like the White Tiger.
I don't know. Like the whole like him killing Hector. And then they like retcon it in this season. And I know it's because different writers, like that whole fuck up in season one about having like a different set of writers and then getting rid of it. But they like still use some of the stuff. And then the actor that played White Tiger died and all that stuff. So I don't know. I guess maybe this is just them trying to retcon that, hey, he's going to be like a good guy. But they show him in prison as well with Powell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hated it. Like, he would have been redeemable in my eyes if he killed Powell. But that's the only way for him to do it.
Yeah, maybe. He would have sure enough caught a charge then, though. Like, I feel like this way I don't know. I guess if he gets pinned with Ayala, then he's got a charge regardless.
I mean, he's in prison at the end of this regardless, so might as well make it worth his while, in my opinion.
Jeez. So all the people from Hell's Kitchen come into the courthouse and then they start trying to open up the room where Kingpin is, and Kingpin has had enough. He goes to the door. He's like, open the door, let him in, whatever. And he just starts massacring all these people.
Jesus. Yeah.
Like that Jeez. Was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like during that whole thing, like I was kind of watching to see about the whole thing, because I know you had mentioned before, like the big thing was the one shot hallway type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And so I was trying to watch that. I didn't necessarily get much of like a big feel of that, but like during that was like just Kingpin just smushing heads into a wall and just and like the sounds, like the sound effects throughout that whole thing. I was like, oh god, that was rough.
Yeah, it wasn't a one shot, but it was still a hallway scene. Yeah. Like, because they even had it was a double hallway scene, because it was cut to Daredevil fighting the AVTF with Jessica, and then cutting back to Kingpin massacring the like protesters in New York or whatever you want to call them. And I never thought we would get. Like this version of like the Kingpin is like the mountain essentially from Game of Thrones.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He murdered like 40 people just straight. Like one dude, he basically turned into a pretzel. Like, like it was fucking insane.
No. Yeah. I honestly, the Kingpin hallway was much better in my opinion than the Daredevil, Jessica and White Tiger hallway. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jeremy, because I was hoping that we were going to get like a hallway one take style fight scenes, because Daredevil's just kind of known for that. And we really didn't have anything like that yet for this season. And to me, this was a disappointment. Like the Daredevil part, anyways, for me, was a disappointment.
He got that cage, the one with the cages.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It wasn't in a hallway, but it was supposed to be done in the style of the like hallway one take kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
With the different camera angles and just kind of swinging around. I did like that. That one was way better than this to me.
Yeah, I would agree. The Kingpin one kind of stole the show.
It did,
because it was just so like jarring. I didn't like his like boo when he like opened the door. That felt very not Kingpin.
Well, that goes back to the episode before when he's. Talking to Karen, and I mentioned it then, where he's like, ha!
Yeah.
Is scoffing, and I'm like, that's not Kingpin. Kingpin wouldn't do that. I don't think, anyways.
It threw me out, like, I didn't realize was it the white leopard or whatever, she was there until like they did that scene of her like crawling on the wall. I was like, what the heck was that?
that's why I was giggling when Michael said he didn't like that scene, because I was gonna mention, I was like, is it because someone was crawling on the wall?
Yes.
That's what I thought about too whenever I saw it. I was like, oh, Michael's gonna love this.
That, like that, and Jessica Jones jumping, I was like, what the fuck is with this CW shit we got going on right here? Are we not better than this? What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I noticed there was one where she jumps on the stairs near the end.
Yeah.
And the wire work looked really bad there as well.
I didn't appreciate any of that. It was just, no, not to my liking at all. It does, like, that's a word that apparently I don't know how to pronounce. It does wind up culminate? Coming to an end. What?
Culminate?
Yes, thank you. That one. I'm not trying to say it again. Fuck you. It does culminate. There we go. Mm-hmm.
Hey.
There at the end, though, with, like, more of this visual stuff that they've been continuing on throughout the entire season. And even the hallway was like, everything with Kingpin was all white. And then when you get in the Daredevil hallway, it's red. Well, here at the end with the Kingpin and all the people from Hell's Kitchen, the protesters, you got Kingpin at the very top of the steps while everybody else is down at the bottom, all in red.
Mm-hmm.
And they break loose and come up the steps to just kind of take Kingpin.
I meant to ask, like, so on that, did you love the scene that what they made special for Karen Page to come in and beat one guy
no!
up?
No!
No! I don't get it. Like, that one was fine.
It was okay. It didn't bother me. It's just that Karen bothers me. Matt could do so much better.
I wholeheartedly disagree on that one. Matt's a whole, like, can of worms himself.
Like, no, he absolutely is, but like, ugh, Karen, I can't. She gets on my nerves. I'm done.
Well, I got bad news.
I know.
She's coming back for season 3.
Of course she is.
She's gonna be Daredevil. No, I'm kidding. I don't know that.
I wouldn't be surprised at this point in time.
No, I think if anything, they'll make Elektra Daredevil while Matt's like in prison.
We'll talk to you off podcast about what I think.
Oh, okay. I guess you know more. Actually, I had another idea. Anyway, we'll get into that when we get into theories. I'm skipping ahead.
Oh, that's a good part. Yeah, I could do that as part of my theories. Yeah. Cool. So that's when, for me, this whole disappointing end comes, and we get the whole like Echo ending of Matt and Jessica run up there to like help save Kingpin from getting his ass beat from everybody. And they have a heart to heart standing in front of each other conversation about making deals and like Kingpin needing to stop and think about this and go into exile. Take the deal that the governor was trying to give him.
Yeah, it was either the governor or the attorney general.
Attorney general, yes, thank you. Of going to exile, he won't be charged for anything. Which is kind of fucked up because Matt gets charged for something and Kingpin killed all those people. They have to clean up all those bodies. But as long as he goes in the exile, we won't do anything. You don't have to.
Yeah, no, that was one of my like my wife and I both were like, my wife specifically was like, there's no deal. You killed like 40 people. That deal was before you did that. Now you've killed 40 people. There's no deal. You get to go, like, you get a straight go to prison car.
Three strikes, you're out, buddy.
Yeah, like, and it was, yeah, that really bugged. Like, I get what they were wanting to do. So, I'm going to get into kind of like my issue and how you could have fixed that, like, slightly if you wanted to keep some of the, like, themes in this. Is they wanted, like, at the end, we see that Matt is in prison. And like, well, actually, I'm skipping ahead. There's the whole, like, he talks about grace, about the whole foggy thing about showing grace and mercy and all this stuff. It should have been the people of New York, like, beat the shit out of Kingpin. Like, while he is strong, if there's 200 people on top of him, he can't deal with it. And instead of Matt like stopping it and then Kingpin still has like the will to like fight, it should have been like Kingpin is literally like laying there like just exhausted and pummeled to, so he can't, there is no conversation about like taking the deal. Mm-hmm. And then it's because what I'm getting at is the theming is the city that Kingpin loved so much has defeated him.
Mm.
Like it wasn't Matt, it was the city.
Right, right.
And then we cut to, instead of it being Kingpin's on an island somewhere alone without Vanessa, because they talk about how like that's what they always wanted to do is live out on this island and in peace. The thematic stuff that they're showing there is like, while Kingpin is in paradise, he's in prison. Like this is like hell for him because Vanessa's not there for him.
Yeah, exiled alone.
Yeah. And then Matt is in prison, but he's at peace because he has like his conscience is clean and, you know, he's finally revealed he's Daredevil, all that stuff. So like keeping with those themes, you still can have Matt in prison, but have Kingpin be in the raft. And like the raft, I know it's a submarine, but like the raft, you know, submarines have to come up and like swap air every now and then. So the raft comes up to swap air and he sees an island and there's like a little, like he has a vision of him and like Vanessa on the island or something. Mm-hmm. And like, that's his like quote unquote hell on earth. And then that way you could still have the like thematic, like juxtaposition there between the two. But the fact that like he gets to get off scot-free, live on an island, Matt gets put in prison with Powell and North, like the fact that those motherfuckers aren't dead, like I'm telling you right now, Punisher One Last Kill better start off with him killing Powell and North. Otherwise I'm gonna be pissed.
It looks like Frank's got his own fucked up problems he's dealing with in this show, so I don't think that's happening.
But that was the, and then we had the like the where we saw it coming from a mile away, Muse, the Muse 2 reveals, like, oh, like everyone saw this one coming. And I just, I don't know. I was very unsatisfied with the ending.
Yeah.
I was too. I'm glad I was not alone in that, because I felt like nothing really was like rectified in that. Like, I just felt like it was just, it was too open. Ended, yeah. It was, it just didn't have a good warm and fuzzy feeling after the end of it. And I mean, like, I know it's supposed to be like in kind of a reset type thing, but still, like, it's just, I don't know. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I agree. Like, I think endings should always be like they're satisfying. They've concluded this story, and then they give you a little bit of like, here's what's to come for next season.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's always the best kind of ending, in my opinion. But this one is like, fuck, I don't know what we do here. Like, what? Like this, this kind of felt like an ending kind of thing. And I was like, I don't like this at all.
We got to catch up with Bullseye. And apparently he is now chummy with Charles.
Yeah.
And has found his purpose in life to go do whatever wet work that Charles needs done. I mean, I don't know that Charles couldn't pick a better person.
No, absolutely. Oh, no, like, Charles had the biggest heart on when he saw the what Bullseye could do.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
If he truly works for the CIA, he's like, Benny, my boy, you're going to fit right in here, buddy.
Then we also got caught up with Jessica Jones and her daughter, and Luke Cage comes back. Freaking Michael Coulter, if I remember right.
Yeah.
That's the actor's name.
Mm-hmm.
Playing the role of Luke Cage. I was like, yes, I'm excited to see him back. That's awesome.
So he was the original Luke Cage in the Netflix?
Yep.
Too.
Mm-hmm. I have already seen some set leaks where...
Same.
We are bringing back all the Defenders, including the Thundering Dumbass. So I'm not pleased with any of that, but I don't mind Luke Cage. I didn't like Finn Jones's Danny Rand. I thought his Danny Rand was terrible.
I'm looking for a redemption. I'm hopeful for a redemption story for old Finn Jones. I'm hoping that with all the bullshit that everybody said, not that it wasn't just, not that it wasn't fair, but that with all of it was said and with new writers, that we get something really good.
It wasn't even the writing. It was the choreography for me. Like, he better have a good choreographer.
Oh, I agree.
To do his, or like, let's just put him in the actual Iron Fist costume and make it a stunt double. Because like,
yeah.
His martial arts choreography was fucking awkward and terrible.
Yeah. I think the best part he ever did was like in the actual Defenders TV show. And it was only when it was like him and Luke Cage mm-hmm. together. That's whenever it was at its best. Yeah. So
I forgot to mention when Matt goes up to Kingpin and tells him about like to stop. We need to stop. You know, take the deal. And my wife was screaming like, there's no deal or whatever. I was like, well, in his defense, he can't see that Kingpin is literally covered in blood right now. Like, he could probably smell it, but, you know, maybe he just thought that's like, oh, is that my blood? I don't know. Like, I can't. Like, Kingpin was, like, bathed in blood.
Yeah, he was a bloody mess.
Mm-hmm. There was this moment where I thought it was really funny. The AVTF guys, you know, were fighting Daredevil, and they immediately go into a hallway, and I was like, they don't stand a chance.
Doesn't stand a chance.
Nope. I liked Fisk walking into the courtroom. We didn't kind of talk about that, but when he walks in the courtroom, he has like a kind of like a swagger to him mm-hmm. when he walks yeah. in. And all that stuff in the courtroom kind of wouldn't happen in real life. I did like, it was like, we really didn't get like a physical, I mean, we did last episode, but we didn't get like a physical fight between Kingpin and Daredevil this current episode. So the courtroom was kind of them fighting, like with their words, if you will. Yeah. And I thought that was neat. I thought that was a cool like battle that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with that. I think they did really good on the tension there. Like I mm-hmm. said, that was probably one of the more fun court dramas that I've seen. So that I actually was interested in. I want to acknowledge also that the guy that Bullseye hit with knives in the governor's office, he's still alive. We were questioning that of whether or not he was dead. He can kill a man with a lobster. He can accidentally kill Vanessa Fisk with a shard of glass at the temple. So now it makes me question, did he mean to keep that guy alive? Because surely, like, he's lethal. Like, I figured he just was trying to try and kill him.
Yeah, I think that was the plan originally. I just didn't know it at the time. But now that they revealed that that guy is still alive and he's, like, turning on Kingpin, that originally the plan was to just, I don't know, like...
Wound him,
even though one of the knives is in the dude's head.
I mean, I guess it's a bargaining chip of like, look, we'll push it in further. Tell us what we need to know.
Do I leave it in or take it out? Do I leave it in or take it out?
Yeah, for real.
Take it out.
Yeah, that would freak me out. The only other note I had was when there was like the siege on the courtroom, I was just like, sure wish Spider-Man was here. Sure would be nice.
Yeah.
When Kingpin said we're under siege, I was like, are we referencing another comic book story? Is that what we're doing?
Isn't that the one with I can't remember. It's like some Norse like related story. Didn't siege that one.
I don't know. I know there is a storyline that crosses over several titles called Under Siege, if I remember right, or Siege, something like that. And so I was like, that's kind of weird. So just because I felt like he was emphasizing on it. But mm-hmm. I think that's also me just being a comic book nerd and just like looking for things like that and being like, oh, he said the thing.
There it is.
Oh, here I come. Oh, here I come. Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's pretty much it for me, man.
What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's really about all I had as well.
All right. Well, where are we going from here? We know season 3 is a lock. We know Heather is a lock. And we know that Matt's locked up. So, where are we going from here?
I hope you're not waiting on me. I have no idea.
Okay. I think someone's going to impersonate Daredevil. Like, not impersonate, but like, I think someone's going to put on the Daredevil cowl and do some daredeviling while Matt's in prison. I don't know, maybe to like prove that maybe he wasn't Daredevil, because like that's been a thing in the comics. I could see Danny Rand doing that. Like, maybe Danny puts on the Man Without Fear costume, and that's what inspires him to eventually wear the like bandana around his head.
Yeah.
But
so like kind of like the Batman one too, where like everybody started putting on the Batman costume and he had to go stop
We saw that in this one. We saw that with the like the protesters or whatever.
Protesters.
Like
yeah.
The I'm not wearing hockey pads. I think we'll get something like that while Matt's in prison, and then maybe he gets released from prison.
Yeah.
A lot of people are wondering, since Spider-Man Brand New Day, there's like the hand's there, he's in prison. People are wondering, is the hand there to get Matt out, and Spider-Man's there? I don't know. Something clearly is going to go on with, I think, Mr. Charles and what Luke Cage was doing over there. I think that's going to be maybe the crux of the main sort of crux of what's going on in season 3.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if they're going to do like a spinoff with Poindexter. I think that instead of somebody taking up the Daredevil mantle, I think this is going to be prime opportunity to sit there, especially with the set leaks and stuff like that, of Heroes for Hire and possibly the Defenders joining and regrouping back together. So we get Luke and Iron Fist and Jessica Jones, and then once Daredevil comes out, we get him back and the Defenders are back together. I like your idea of Danny taking on the Man Without Fear style outfit and that being his inspiration, because he saw Matt as that in the Defender series.
Yeah.
So like that came back, even though he had a costume at that time, like Danny saw him as that. So that's kind of cool to relate back to that TV series. But I think it's going to be more of the Defenders like kind of coming back together to like take care of the city and stuff.
I don't want a spinoff, just because I'm like, in my opinion, like, I don't know how much more legs Daredevil has as far as like seasons go. So I think they should keep like all of these characters in the show and use that for content to like, and because like I feel like if they do a Defender series again or Heroes for Hire, and then like whatever they're doing with Bullseye, Thunderbolts, Dark Avengers, whatever you want to label it, I don't know. I feel like that's spreading them too thin, because I don't know how much more you can do with Daredevil at this point if you put those characters in their own show.
Yeah. I think with Poindexter, I feel like his story is just done. Like I just feel like his story with Daredevil and all that's done. That's the only reason I feel like we would go a separate spinoff story or something like that with him, is because I think we could do something fun with that character. I do think, like you were talking about, like, I do think he's more redeemable than ever in the comic books. Like, the comic books, oh, he's a bad man. He's just straight up a bad man.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this one, I feel like his beef with Daredevil is like, it's finished, it's done. There's been grace given for Foggy. Like, all that is settled and hashed out. And so by taking him away, like, you can do like some kind of spinoff or something like that with him. But maybe like start, instead of doing like a Daredevil TV show, maybe moving it to more towards a Defender style TV show where like that's kind of our TV Avengers.
Okay. let's just do something better than like the hand. Like, what do they call it? The fingers or what? I don't know. Like, and there's like dragon bones underneath New York City. Like, such a stupid plot. Like,
yeah. And the however many times we're going to resurrect Elektra, and then we're going to use brainwashing again to make somebody do something that, you know, we need them to do.
I think Elektra will come back, but it won't be like, I think she's going to be like a good guy this time around, since we've already had her be like the villain multiple times in Netflix. Right. I think it'll be more, she's a hero this time around. That's why I kind of was like, maybe she'll be Daredevil. She'll take up the mantle while Matt is currently in prison.
Yeah. Well, and that happened in the Chip Zdarsky run as well.
Exactly. Yeah. And there's been many times where someone else has been Daredevil while Matt's identity has been revealed, and they use it as a way to be like, see, he's not Daredevil. He couldn't be. Daredevil's over here.
Right.
So I wonder if maybe they'll do something like that to get Matt out, or I don't know. Like, I've yet to figure it out, but I have a feeling something to that extent will happen next season.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't necessarily see the way that Matt went out. I don't see him being okay with like Danny taking up the mantle and being like, but to use it as a way to get him out kind of thing. Because he's very much like a, you know, I got to pay for my crimes and go to jail, you know, peacefully.
Maybe he gets like a slap on the wrist kind of sentence. It's like you only get like, I don't know, a year with like probation or something.
Something.
And then he's like,
I mean, that would make sense. Do what?
I said, then he gets put on house arrest. He's got a little ankle monitor.
I'd like to see Colleen Wing and Misty Knight, especially Misty Knight, come back. Because, like, in Netflix series, she's already got, like, the robotic arm and stuff like that. So it's just a cool character.
I would love to see Colleen Wing because I like that actress and her martial arts was like way better than Danny's. So like I would love to see her back.
So there's some more Netflix people. Hopefully we see him back. That'd be fun.
Oh, speaking, you reminded me, BB at the end gets the job at not the Daily Bugle. What are they? The Bulletin. Yeah. And they brought back the editor in chief at the Bulletin from the Netflix series.
Yeah.
And that is Ben Urich's old office. Like it even has some of the like Easter eggs that were on in Netflix. Like there's a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like Easter egg on the wall and stuff like that. So I was like, oh wow, we just like basically dusted off the old set and just filmed there.
Let's use this again, guys. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Did they make a mistake by not doing the Daily Bugle?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. But I get that they're trying to keep it like when Netflix came out, they made him part of the Bulletin, not the Daily Bugle. Mm-hmm. And I get that because at the time, Spider-Man hadn't been brought into the MCU. So I was like, okay, whatever. But now that he is in the MCU, I'm like, can we make BB part of the Bugle? Like, that would be cool.
She's got to have opportunities. Mm-hmm. Opportunities to move up.
Maybe by the end of season 3.
Jeez. Well, cool. I don't have anything else. Y'all got anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Yeah, I'm good.
Awesome. I guess we'll kind of continue on with this next week because Punisher One Last Kill is coming up. That's special. So we'll be reviewing that next. Curious to see what Frank has been. I assume what Frank has been doing this whole time that all this other shit's been going on.
Yeah. He better have a damn good reason. That's all I got to say. Because, like, that trailer, I don't know where it's taking place, but it still looks like New York. And I'm like, bro, where the fuck were you during all this?
Not looking for pal.
Yeah, clearly.
Until then, Jeremy. Where can they find you at?
They can find me on Twitch on the handle Night Fury GTO. It's Night with a K. And you can find me here.
Awesome. Richard?
If you want to contact me directly, I have an X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, a Blue Skies, and a Threads. My handle is Knight Curry, Knight like day and night, and Curry with a K. If you want to contact us directly, we have a Gmail. Our Gmail is comicallycomicspodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to check us out on YouTube, possibly TikTok, we'll see, and Instagram, you can check us out under the name Comically Comics Podcast. And if you want to check us out on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, you can check us out under the name Comically Comics with an X.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram, eBay, and Shortbox22_Comics. You can also find me on YouTube at 22 Comics. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did making it. With all that being said, say goodbye, Jeremy.
Bye, Jeremy.
Goodbye, Jeremy. Goodbye.